And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
The living brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is sharing information. All of my guests are masterful at sharing information to large audiences. My first guest is very appropriate for President's Day. He's written a book on our first president, George Washington. We went beyond the stories of the wooden teeth and the myth of the cherry tree to learn about our founding father and the first president of the United States from his book, The Crossing. My second guest is absolutely synonymous with football broadcasting, former place kicker for the New York Giants turned broadcaster. He'd been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a broadcaster and the American Sports Casters Association Hall of Fame as well. We discuss the lessons he learned from Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry from his book, Giants. My next guest communicates the virtues of digital technology to an entire group of technophobes. She'll help us catch up on the latest gadgets and gizmos from her book, The Digital Mindset. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Carol Ingley is a consultant, a speaker, publisher, and author specializing in broadband multimedia. Carol has written a new book titled The Digital Mindset. The books that she's written are based on new research that Carol has performed forecasting revenues and subscribers for cable TV, satellite TV, high-speed internet, and other services for the key countries around the world. Carol's career includes major accomplishments in marketing, pricing, strategic planning, and business case development in the fields of telecommunications. She's headed up her own consulting firm since 1990. Carol has an MBA in international business with a concentration in finance from George Washington University. Welcome to the show, Carol. How are you today?
Bill, thank you for the introduction. I'm fine. How are you today?
Doing terrific. Now, you're calling from Washington, D.C. Did you get any of that snow that was dumped on the middle Atlantic states?
You know, we've virtually gotten no snow at all this year. We have missed everything. So it has been northwest of us, but Washington, D.C. has not gotten it. Now last year we were deluged with snow, but this year it's just been a miracle.
See, just to make a political comment, I would contend that it's all the hot air coming out of Washington that keeps the snow away.
But yeah, well, I think that might be true this year.
There we go. Well, Carol, let's get to your expertise, which is technology. And I want to just jump right in, ask you a couple of quick questions like tablet computing, G4 mobile services. They're two of the main new technological concepts that are being bandied about right now by manufacturers. It seems to me that the pace of technology is accelerating. So how can one keep ahead of all of the latest gadgets and gizmos that are out there?
Well, I'm glad you asked that as the first question, because that's exactly what this book is about. Because how in the world can you keep up? Because hardware is changing monthly. Content is coming online constantly. The head of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, says he wants to have all books available for download. So how in the world can you possibly keep up with all of this? So that's why I wrote The Digital Mindset. It's a step-by-step process that you can go through, and at the end, you come out and you feel powerful. In fact, you don't just feel powerful. You move into a powerful mindset.
All righty. Well, give us some examples. I mean, let me give you some examples of devices that are out there. Tell me which of these devices is here to stay and which of these devices is going to be the Betamax of the future. So when I look at things like GPS in my wife's car, now, is that here to stay or is that Betamax?
Well, GPS is here to stay. I mean, that's something that's going to be here for a very long time. It's a service that's here to stay.
All right, great. And this is, of course, military technology being applied to more practical civilian-type applications. What do you see as the development of GPS beyond being the map that guides my wife in her car to more practical commercial applications? What do you see happening in the future there?
Well, what I see is that we're moving into something that is going to be more of something that's ubiquitous, that I think what would be helpful if we start out with some rules here. GPS is likely going to hit all the gadgets. I mean, anything that's mobile, you will end up being able to have GPS on.
Okay.
GPS is more something that is applicable to mobility.
All right. So let's talk about mobility, because mobility is one of the cornerstones of your book. In fact, it's chapter 9 of your book. So talk to me about mobility, meshing the digital mindset with mobility. What do you mean by that?
Well, we are, and this has something to do with G4 that you had mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening is that I think it's not very long ago that when you had a cell phone, you used it for voice. I mean, that was the primary service that you use a cell phone for. What we are finding now, and if you look at the statistics, almost all of the information that comes over your cell phone is data. So we have shifted in very short time. It's really been only the past few years that we have shifted from an instrument that we use primarily for voice to now an instrument that is primarily data. But if you look at what's coming is, and this is something that is so, it's going to change everything. There's going to be a deluge of video and audio clips, which is obviously good for radio. But there's just going to be this huge deluge. We're going to be shifting, and that means that not only is your smartphone going to be used for a lot of texting and emailing, but the download of video is going to completely change the apparatus.
Well, give us some ideas.
So you need a lot of bandwidth, and that's why you keep hearing things about G4, because that's the amount of bandwidth that's needed.
All right, and I understand that. We're talking to Carol Ingley, everybody, the author of the book, The Digital Mindset. And so give us some examples of how you see video and audio changing the world, not only of mobility, but just changing the world of everyday people.
Well, what's getting ready to, what has really held up video, and well, partly it's been bandwidth, because it's, particularly with a smartphone, there hasn't been the bandwidth that you could do a lot with video, but that's starting to change. But the big holdup with video and audio, and actually this was the holdup initially with email, there wasn't a way in the very early days of email before we had that at sign added to at the end of the email address, there wasn't a way for the different systems to communicate with each other. And what has happened with audio and video clips is that there hasn't been a tagging mechanism that has been utilized. So you might have a video out there, but you can't find it. So as that evolves and we have a better way to find our videos, that's going to completely shift. And I personally have to say that no one really knows how video is going to shift, but it's going to shift. The projections are it's going to shift dramatically.
All right. Now, hasn't it already begun to shift? I mean, you mentioned that data has overtaken voice on all of our mobile carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and all the rest of them. But video really came front and center the day that Google decided that it was going to buy YouTube, and they spent $1.65 billion doing that. That was a line in the sand where people said, video is important. And in fact, the tags that you refer to, really the repository for all video has now become YouTube, or the greatest repository of all video has become YouTube. So talk
right,
to me about
right.
that.
But, and you're right. I mean, that was sort of the big first wake-up call to a new use of video. But it's not all YouTube, and it's not. And when you use YouTube now, mostly people are using YouTube with their PCs and tablets. But the whole idea of YouTube is going to shift somewhat as we begin to use it more and more with our handsets.
Okay.
As we get. But part of the digital mindset is that we don't know what's coming. And part of the digital mindset is sort of being on top of your own creativity and beginning to get a handle on what it is possible for yourself to do. And that's really what this book is about. And I think a lot of people don't realize that the United States really has been running on the status quo mindset for a long time. And the status quo mindset is gone. If you think of what status quo means, it means the existing state of affairs. And you know that in the digital age, things change monthly, they change weekly, they change daily, and sometimes they change by the hour. So you cannot think in the same way.
Well, no, you can't. And looking at it, Carol, hasn't the United States been somewhat insulated from the vast changes that have been going on elsewhere in the world? I mean, we're talking about this mass migration from 3G to 4G in our telecommunications, our mobile telecommunications, when in reality, there are other countries outside of the United States that have been in 4G for a long time. Take South Korea. Their penetration of broadband is much higher than it is here in the United States. They've had 4G technologies. Look at Japan. The home islands there do all kinds of crazy wild things with their mobile phones that we can't do. For example, books are serialized into chapters that you download on your mobile phone application while you're riding in the subway, or you walk up to a vending machine, you point your cell phone at it, and all of a sudden a can of soda or some sort of fast food drops out because it's an electronic payment system. The fact the United States is sort of self-contained has really kept us insulated from some of the technology changes that are happening in Europe and in Asia, hasn't it?
Well, I don't think we're quite as far behind as you're saying. I think that what has happened between about the year 2000 and now is that we have been making a massive shift from analog technologies to digital technologies and shifting content, which you could say it was old media, into new media. We have shifted. We now have digital TVs, we have digital cameras, digital camcorders, digital music players such as the iPod, digital radio, but all of this has happened within the past 10 years. And that's on the hardware side. If we look on the content side, we now have digital TV shows, digital newspapers and magazines, digital books, digital photos, digital movies, and all of this stuff has been happening on the corporate side, and so we have, as the consumers, sort of been following it. We haven't yet put ourselves in the true driver's seat of the power of having all of these things be digital.
All right, we're talking.
It just takes some time to do this, and the United States doesn't lead always in everything, and it really never has been the leader in everything. But it's a great when it sees that opportunity, it seizes it. And this is the opportunity to take all these things. We have reached what you can call the tipping point for the digital mindset. Is that enough things have gone digital that you now can, you can basically, almost anything is anything's possible by mixing and matching these digits. Because digital content all speak the same language. Whether it's audio, video, data, or voice, it speaks the same language of ones and zeros, and you can mix and match.
All right. We're speaking with Carol Engler, everybody, author of the book, The Digital Mindset, How to Retool Your Skills, Rewire Your Brain for the Digital Age. And, Carol, just talking about this movement to digital, give us a glimpse into the future. What are some of the breakthrough technologies that we should be paying attention to?
Oh, gosh, that's a very broad if there's one area that you really have to pay attention to, that's mobility, because that's the area that's really going to change the most. So you must pay attention to your smartphones, because they're going to get smarter, and there are going to be more devices that are mobile. So it's really on the mobile side where there's going to be massive changes. You need to pay attention to tablets. Tablets are going to, over the next 5 years, those are really going to take off. That marketplace is going to shift dramatically.
And what do you see happening as a result of mobility and the increased use of tablets? What are some of the structural changes that we as consumers might see as a result of that?
Well, let me give you an example from the Middle East. That you know, with the fall of Egypt and the fall and Tunisia, the change in the government rule. There are actually signs in these countries, thank you, Facebook, because social media played such a very large role in this revolution. So it's something that is unpredictable. We would not necessarily have predicted that the Middle East would be able to leverage information and change their government through using media like Facebook. So what we're going to be seeing is there's going to be a shifting of values with a digital mindset. Something something as simple as education. We've always valued education in the United States. But education has to play a very different role in your life now because you have to constantly be learning. There is something called, there has to be new respect for the individual because we're always connecting with each other. So this idea that respect for the individual and trust becomes a very different concept. So there are things like a revolution that you think, well, that has nothing to do with a digital mindset. That has nothing to do with digits, but you know what? It does. So what we are going to see is the ability for societies to shift and change really on a dime. And we don't know exactly where that's taking us, but we can sit there and watch in the Mideast right now and say, wow, this really is happening because of digits.
And we're talking to Carol Ingley, everybody, author of the book, The Digital Mindset, How to Retool Your Skills and Rewire Your Brain for the Digital Age. Carol, if people are fascinated by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Right now, the book will be published in the middle of March, next month. Right now, you can go to thedigitalmindset.com, and you can purchase the book after March 15th there, or go to Amazon. So that would probably be the best place to go to get more information about it. There's another book. The Digital Mindset is part of a series of books. The next book, How to Be a Media Mogul, is more about the specific gadgets and such. But the Digital Mindset is really about a new way of thinking. It's really about rewiring your brain and making different priorities, such as organization, shifting values, shifting priorities, doing things just slightly differently.
And we're going to have to leave it there, Carol. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We've been talking to Carol Ingley, author of the book, The Digital Mindset. Carol, we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.